Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Now I see what it did. Now it shows that I'm online.
Yep, now it says Streamlabs on air.
Hello?
Yep, I hear you.
Good. So I want to welcome you all to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, November 8th of 2023, and I am your host, the Miracle Man, coming to you live from here in Midland, Michigan, where I live. And it's great to have all of you tune in with us today. And I will say, I do apologize for the issues with, you know, connectivity issues and what have you last night that kept us off the air, as it just would not let us, get on there. And I don't know about you, but I don't love it when technology doesn't work the way it's supposed to.
I don't think anybody likes that happen.
Nobody does. But so I do apologize sincerely for that, and that it wasn't my ball that dropped. It's just, you know, it was the Blog Talk Radio one. Because I was here. I was ready to go. I was just doing my getting ready, and I even talked for a few minutes, but it didn't. My voice wasn't, listeners weren't hearing me. But now, at least I hope now they are. So I think we're good to go. Now, I was going to want to address something. For those of you who lived in a state where there was statewide ballot stuff, ballot issues, and by issues I mean like proposals or whatever to vote on, I pray you voted. And, in Kentucky and your governor election, I pray you voted. I pray you voted Christian. And I really hope you did. And, in Ohio, on your proposals, for those of you who live there, I will say, research first before you vote. Don't just go on there and pinch a button, and punch in a button or, fill out that piece of paper and be nonchalant about what you're voting for. Because guess what? We are going to give an account to God for how we vote. If you're a Christian, you will give an account for how you vote. Isn't that true, Jade? You're going to give an account.
Yes, that's true.
You're going to give an account for how you vote. And so, not to endorse any party or any, but you're going to give an account. And and I think about in Ohio and what happened there, and it's gotten now to where they will put things on ballots to try to deceive people. They've been doing that with this. They did it here in Michigan last year. They did it in Kansas. They did it in another place, another state. And now, Ohio. And the truth is, you should pay attention and think, what about research? So that you can't just be deceived. And after all, Jesus says, in the Word of God, he said, watch out that no one deceive you. I don't know about you, but I sure don't want to be deceived. I don't want to be deceived. I don't want you to be deceived either.
Truth prevails.
And truth prevails, not deception. And so, you know, and whether and there might have or might have not been cheating in Kentucky, you know, the jury's still out on that. But I will say, Christians, you need to make sure that you get out there and vote. Because right now, I'll just say how I feel. You were outnumbered. That's what happened. You were outnumbered. Whether there was cheating or not. And there's been, but what we do as Christians, I know what I do, is what I vote and pray. Now, where I live, we didn't have anything on the ballot, so I couldn't vote because we didn't have nothing on the ballot. So, but, because otherwise I would have done it, being I'm mentioning it to you. But anyhow, so just make sure. Because I know this generally is not a political program. I have, you know, certain political opinions and that, but this is not the place. And I'm talking about that on the air all the time, doesn't exactly breed life. I don't feel like it does. So I soon leave that off this program. But I might mention, you know, getting out there to vote, you know, like when we have an election coming, like next year. And, you know, you find out what the issues are. Those of you who live in this country, you're Americans, you know what's going on with the economy and everything else. But you know what I know? God's economy in heaven is not based on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It's not based on any of that kind of stuff. It's not based on any kind of inflation, deflation, you name inflation, Federal Reserve this or Federal Reserve that or whatever, this tax rate, that tax rate. It's not based on that because my Bible says, my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory.
Amen.
Yep, according to that, not according to whatever the CPI says, whatever this says, whatever that says. Nope, according to riches and glory, which in fact do not yo-yo and go up, down, sideways, back, forth. I'm glad they don't do that. But anyhow, you know, I know where my help comes from. It comes from the Lord, period. Regardless of whatever the issue may be, my help comes from the Lord. And that's why we can say that, because I feel like it's true. The Word of God says so. Our help comes from the Lord. I mean, yeah, we have human than that, but ultimately help comes from the Lord. And I have this thought, oh my God, he will not delay. My refuge and strength always. And so it says, you know, we don't fear. We shall not fear, because his promise is true. And our Lord will come through. He will. It's not he might. It's not he might think about it. He will. Why? Because he loves us. Amen. So, I want to remind you of a couple of things real quick. Number one, and this is kind of a special announcement, not one I normally give, but I do want to let you know, after Thanksgiving, during the holidays between like November 27th and like the last show of December prior to Christmas. It'll be Christmas music that'll be done on the show as far as music, and that it'll be Christmas. So that, you know, and then the last few shows before Christmas, like the last four or so, something like that, we'll be teaching on Christmas and about like the birth of Jesus and stuff like that as it relates to Christmas. So it'll be Christmas at the Miracle Man show coming up. At least musically, in about 2 weeks. We'll be teaching on it in a few weeks after that as we get closer to Christmas. Because when we think about it, Jesus is the reason for the season. Not all these other things that people try to say might be about this or might be about that. Yes, family is important and all that. But He's the ultimate reason for the season, is Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, because, and when you think about it, folks, when we think about it, without Christmas, there could be no resurrection. He couldn't be rose from the grave if he wasn't even born yet. Because I've heard of where some people might say, oh yeah, Easter is the most important. And I can see where people would say that. There's things about that can make it valid. But when you look at the beforehand, though, He had to be born first in order to even be resurrected. No birth, no resurrection. So that will be coming up. But first, for the next 2 weeks, you will have to complain with people, you know, who complain about it being too early for Christmas music, who will be saying things, why are the decorations up already in that? You want to decorate, go ahead and put your stuff up. My stuff will be going up as soon as I find my key to my shed.
Oh, really?
Jay, do you know where my shed is?
I just found your key today.
You found my key?
I found your key.
Where was it?
On the table.
Yay! Where was it prior?
What?
Where was it prior?
How
did it suddenly reappear?
This is a topic for after the show.
Okay. Okay.
I just wanted to give you the good news.
But it can be a miracle when stuff just reappears. Who knows? Okay, we'll leave it alone. But anyhow, I'm not saying it's going up tonight, but like...
Listeners. Don't let them fool
you. I'm not putting it up tonight. It'll go up I'll have to see when my friend Donut puts hers up, and that's going to kind of determine.
I got
that. Because I was going to do this thing, hopefully she'll delay her putting up decorations until me and her can put mine up. Because we love putting it up. Me and her do.
Together?
Yes.
Aw, that's awesome.
It really is. Unless I just feel that urge to put it up, then I just might, you know, go ahead and put it up. And so we'll just wait and see. But for those of you who want to complain about being too early for Christmas music, you'll just have to deal with it for a couple of weeks until Thanksgiving. Yeah. Yep. Don't try to be a Grinch. If you are, I don't want to say... maybe you might know who you are, but I might not know who you are. So, you know if you're a Grinch or not. Hopefully.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Oh, that's the birdies. We're gonna go until Thanksgiving on this program, even though I'm gonna listen to it later. But anyhow, so that's that. Okay, so to the meat of the show, I want to remind you real quick first about the PayPal. No, the book, Rivers of Miracles, is the story of my life. It's the story of how great my God has been, how great the Lord Jesus has been, and how he has always been there as we went through life. Me and my mom talks about even how my mom got saved before she even knew that she was pregnant for me. Think about that. She gave her life to Christ before she even knew that she was pregnant for me. She got right with God. And you can go read the book for yourself. You can go online to the website, riversofmiracles.com. That is R-I-V-E-R-S of miracles.com to find out information about the book, Rivers of Miracles, and how it can be a blessing to you. Because I really want it to be a blessing for you. I really do. And it's not something that I'm going to take lightly. So, the other thing I want to remind you about really quickly before I sing a couple songs is the PayPal. If this has been a blessing into your life, whether you've been tuning in, whether this is your first episode or whether you've been tuning in for a long time, I pray this has been an episode, a blessing to your life, this program, this Miracle Man program. I pray it's been a blessing for you, regardless of whether it's you're new to it, or you've been tuning in, you know, either a long time or since the first episode. And you can go online to paypal.com to sow your seed. In the search bar, you'll see a search bar, by the way, when you turn on the website. In the search bar, you can type in Rivers Shukla. Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. Last name is Shukla. S-H-U-K-L-A. I want you to keep in mind, please, if you would, that the first R in Rivers is capitalized, as is the S in Shukla. The other thing I want to remind you about, there is a space between Rivers and Shukla, so please, if you would, just kindly make a note of that. And I would appreciate it. Thank you very much. The other thing, and the verse I want to sow into your life tonight is, therefore, I wish I used that one recently. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Luke 6:38. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For, therefore, with whatsoever measure you give, it shall be given unto you. And that is a verse you can stand on. My cup runneth over, not my cup tippeth over. I don't want a cup that tips over and falls.
Me either. That's why I always have one with a lid.
Amen. Because otherwise it can be like the Jenga thing when it falls to the ground. And when I tell you, when I'm taking a piece out, putting it up top, I don't want it to fall down, because otherwise when I do, I think it falls.
Right.
But when someone else is taking theirs out and it falls, then in my mind I'm thinking, it falls. And then I think, and then someone else might think as a result, and I go, I win. But for those of you who don't know how the game Jenga works, that's another topic for another day. it's not bad or nothing. I mean, I love playing it, but I'm going to get on to singing a couple songs. I'm going to sing a couple songs and then get into the Word of the Lord. We've been dealing with Proverbs. Tonight will be chapter number 5. We'll talk about that. You know, we'll read it and then we'll talk about that. And then we'll have our sports update. Let's see. I won't forget the wonder of how you deliverance, the exodus of my heart. You found me, you freed me, held back the waters from my release. Oh Yahweh, you're the God who fights for me, Lord of every victory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You have torn apart the sea, you have led me through the deep. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The cloud by day is the sign that you are with me. The fire by night, the answer. You found me, you freed me, held back the waters for my release. Oh Yahweh, you're the God who fights for me. You have led me through the deep. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You have torn apart the sea. You have led me through the deep. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You're the God who fights for me, Lord of every victory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You have torn apart the sea, you have led me through the deep. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You stepped into my Egypt, you took me by the hand, you launched me out in freedom into the promised land. Now I will not forget you, God. I'll sing of all you've done. Death is swallowed up forever by the fury of your love. You stepped into my Egypt. You took me by the hand. You marched me out in freedom into the promised land. Now I will not forget you, God. I'll sing of all you've done. Death is swallowed up forever by the fury of your love. You're the God who fights for me, Lord of every victory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You have torn apart the sea, you have led me through the deep. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You're the God who fights for me, Lord of every victory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You have torn apart the sea, you have led me through the deep. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh. How could I
express ever loving you. How could I express what only you? I could sing these songs. I could sing these songs as I often do. But every song must end. So will you. So I throw up my hands, raise you again and again. Set fire, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know it's not much, I have nothing else fit for a king. Except for a heart singing hallelujah, hallelujah. So I throw up my hands, praise you again and again. And all I have is that hallelujah, hallelujah. Have nothing else fit for a king, except for a heart singing hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, 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 oh. Come on, my soul. Oh, no, don't you get shy on me. Lift up a song. You got a lion inside of those bones. Get up and praise the Lord. So come on, my soul. Oh, don't you get shy on me. Lift up those bones. Cause you got a lion inside of those bones. Get up and praise the Lord. Oh, come on, my soul. Don't you get shy on me. Lift up your voice. Cause you got a lion inside of those bones. Get up and praise the Lord. Come on, my soul. Oh, don't you get shy on me. Lift up your voice. Cause you got a lion inside of those bones. Get up and praise the Lord. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again. So that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know it's not much. I have nothing else fit for a king, for a heart singing hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The one who moves made the blind to see is moving here in front of me, moving here in front of me. The one who made the deaf to hear is silencing my every fear, silencing my every fear. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. Oh, the one who does impossible is reaching out to make me whole, reaching out to make me whole. The one who put death in its place, his life is flowing through my veins. His life is flowing through my veins. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. You're the God who was and is to come. The power of the risen one. You're the God who brings the dead to life. You're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles. You're the God who was and is to come. The power of the risen one. You're the God who brings the dead to life. You're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles. You're the God who was and is to come. The power of the risen one. You're the God who brings the dead to life. You're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you are always here. Thank you that you are the God who does miracles. Thank you that you do miracles in our midst, Lord God, that you are always moving on our behalf, that you know what we have need of. And that you just meet our needs right there, right where we are. Thank you, Lord God, that you know what it is that we have need of and that you will meet those needs because you are a just God, because you are a great God. You are the God of promises. Your promises are yes and amen. They are not maybe or I guess, but yes and amen. And I know that you will move on our behalf because I know that
that you know what it is that we have need of in our lives. And I know that you will do it for us, everything that we have need of. And that I thank you for that. And Lord, I thank you for our time in the Word tonight. I thank you, Master, that you will move tonight, that you will meet every need represented, that you will use me to deliver your word tonight, and that you know what these listeners have need of. And I know, Lord God, that you will be there for them. And thank you that as we study your word, that these listeners will be focused on you and your word and not be distracted by other means. And I thank you, Lord God. I make my confession, Master. I thank you that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come in, that more and more listeners tune into this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom because of this program. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now, I want you to tune with me, if you would please, to the book of Proverbs 5. We're continuing on our series, the book of Proverbs. And for today, Proverbs 5 will be our text. Thank God for the word. What would we do without it?
Amen.
I don't know how we would live today without the word. You know, when we think about it, we have what the disciples didn't have. We have, we have the book, and it talks about how to get faith, and things like, and our faith is the substance of things hoped for, and all that. The disciples of Jesus didn't have that. You know that they didn't have that. They did not have that, did they?
They did not. We are so blessed to have the word.
To be able to have that, because that's why he heard so often, oh, you of little faith, oh, you of little faith, oh, you of little faith. He said that so much, but we have the word of God. So, praise God. I'm going to be in Proverbs 5:1. Hey, my son, pay attention to my wisdom. Listen well to my words of insight, that you may maintain discretion, and that your lips may preserve knowledge. For the lips of an adulteress drip honey, and her speech is smoother than oil. But in the end, she is better as gold, sharp as a double-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps lead straight to the grave. She gives no thought to the way of life. Her paths are crooked, but she knows it not. In other words, we could say she doesn't know it. Now then, my son, listen to me. Do not turn aside from what I say. Keep to a path far from her. Do not go near the door of her house, unless you give your best strength to others and your years to one who is cruel. Lest strangers feast on your wealth and your toil enrich another man's house. At the end of your life, you will groan when your flesh and body are spent. You will say, how I hated discipline, how my heart spurned correction. I would not obey my teachers or listen to my instructors. I have come to the brink of utter ruin in the midst of the whole assembly. Drink water from your own cistern, running water from your own well. Should your springs overflow in the streets, your streams of water in the public squares, let them be yours alone, never to be shared with strangers. May your fountain be blessed. May you rejoice in the wife of your youth, a loving fault, a graceful, may her breast satisfy you always. May you ever be captivated by her love. Why be captivated, my son, by an evoker? Why embrace the bosom of another man? For a man's ways are in full view of the Lord, and he examines all his paths. The evil deeds of a wicked man ensnare him. The cords of his sin hold him fast. He will die for lack of discipline, led astray by his own great folly. So you see, what you see here is, it's not good to be someone who does not like correction, someone who does not like wisdom, someone who does not like, some people just might not like it, and maybe it's just, we don't always, we're not always like someone being on our nerves, but it's another thing to be like. I will not be obedient. I will not listen. I don't care what God said. I'll just, do it my own way. Here's the thing. You cannot serve God the way you want to. You have to, if you're going to serve God, you have to walk with him the way he said to. That's the way it is. I'm going to look at 8 for a little bit. Proverbs 8, we'll see what he has to say about this wisdom and understanding thing. We'll go to 8. We're going to start with verse 1. Does not wisdom call out? Does not understanding raise her voice? Yoo-hoo! Come here. Okay, I just threw that in there. Okay, she would whistle, but nonetheless. Okay. Does not wisdom call out? Does not understanding raise her voice on the heights along the way where the paths meet? She takes her stand beside the gates leading into the city at the entrances. She cries aloud, "To you, O men, I call out. I raise my voice to all mankind. You who are simple, gain prudence. You who are foolish, gain understanding. Listen. for I have worthy things to say. I open my lips to speak what is right. My mouth speaks what is true, for my lips detest wickedness. All the words of my mouth are just. None of them is crooked or perverse. By the discerning all of them are right. They are faultless to those who have knowledge. Choose my instruction instead of silver, rather than choice gold, and for nothing you desire can compare with her. I, wisdom, dwell together with prudence. I possess knowledge and discretion. To get the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior, and perverse speech. Counsel and sound judgment are mine. I have understanding and power. By them, kings reign and rulers make laws that are just. By me, princes govern, and all nobles who rule on earth. I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me. With me are riches, and honor, enduring wealth and prosperity. My fruit is better than fine gold. What I yield surpasses choice silver. I walk in the way of righteousness along the paths of justice, bestowing wealth on those who love me and making their treasuries full. The Lord brought me forth as the first word before the deeds of old. I was appointed from eternally, from the beginning, before the world began, when there were no oceans, I gave birth, when there were no springs bounding with water, before the mountains were settled in place, before the hills, I was given birth. Before he made the earth, he made the earth or its fields or any of the dust of the world, I was there when he set the heavens in place, when he marked out the horizon on the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above and fixed securely the fountains of the deep, when he gave the sea its boundary and the waters would not overstep his command, and when he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was the craftsman at his side. I was filled with delight day after day, rejoicing always in his presence, rejoicing in the whole world of delighting in mankind. Now then, my sons, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Listen to my instruction and be wise. Do not ignore it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my doors waiting at my doorway for whoever finds me, finds life, and receives favor from the Lord. But whoever falls, I mean, fails to find me, harms himself. All who hate me love death. Let me think here. Doesn't that make it kind of clear? I think it makes it pretty clear that if you don't, that if you really don't like, you know, the wisdom. And here's the thing. We read wisdom came before even Adam and Eve. But guess what? Adam and Eve ate from that fruit. They ate that apple that was on the tree. You know, they knew that tree of knowledge of good and evil. They figured it was good for food. It was good for the eye. And it would have everything in it to make one wise. But guess what? When they ate of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, when they ate from that tree, they became afraid. They got kicked out of the garden. They were kicked out of the garden. Why? Because they sinned. They were using wisdom. They were deceived by the serpent. Even if you have wisdom, even if you have some wisdom, you can be deceived even with wisdom. Isn't that the truth? You can have some wisdom, but still be deceived.
So true.
You can have some wisdom, so it's not like, so, and people can be, you know, deceived. But more wisdom, you can have more understanding. You know, because you need to have understanding. You know, so that the more you understand, the less you can be deceived. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to be deceived. I don't want to be deceived. You know, to me that doesn't feel good. That doesn't sound good. I mean, we've all been deceived by someone, even if not about spiritual things. We've all been deceived about something. You know, but by someone over anything and everything and what have you, you know, we can be deceived, and it's not cool. But it even talks about, you know, in me is prudence, because prudence is part of wisdom. And it's talking about wisdom like in God's ways, not just, you know, that natural kind of wisdom, you know, that kind of helps your head stay straight on. You know, even though some people could use some help with keeping their head straight on.
Amen to that.
Sometimes it can almost feel like we all need that, you know.
Oh, yes. We're all human.
Sometimes we're all human, and sometimes it'd be like, why don't I got my ducks in a row?
Sometimes it feels like we don't have ducks but squirrels that are all over the yard.
Yeah, and when that's in the case, and when that's the case, you're not having all your ducks in a row.
Right.
Or, you know, with it, it's like, and I don't know about you, but I don't want to be scrambled eggs. I want to know, you know.
Yeah.
You know, that's why, I follow the Word of God and do what it says and don't listen to preachers who would say otherwise, like reverse. Those user-friendly teachers, I don't listen to them. I don't want to be scrambled eggs. Or over easy eggs, even. Now, personally, see, I don't like either. But we're not talking about food right now. We're talking about, if you want to be stable, you got to have the wisdom of God in your life. You do. If you want to be stable and not be double-minded. Because the double-minded man is unstable in how many ways? I'm trying to think. Two? Three? Always. Oh, yeah, always. Not one, not two, not three. I'm trying to think, not even six, always. And so, I don't want to be double-minded. Maybe you do, but I sure don't. And so, I keep my nose in this book, the Logos, the Word of God. And I don't just go based on, you know, what my pastor preaches. I take the Word of God's word for it, not just that of my pastor. You got to read it for yourself, and you'll notice it. Because, you know, the Bible tells us in the book of John, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He is all of that. He is all of that. He's not just a little piece of it. Today I'll be the way, or today I'll be the truth, or tomorrow I'll be the life. No, he's all three.
Amen.
And I'm grateful for that. And when we talked about this way, that means he's the only way. He's the only way to heaven. There's not no 30 ways or 40 ways or 50 ways to heaven. And no, kids, you can't get to heaven on roller skates. Do you know this, Cassidy? Yeah, Helena cannot get to heaven on roller skates.
Nobody can get to heaven on roller skates, Rev.
Nobody. I mean, try it. It won't work. I mean, you try to get up in the air on roller skates. What's going to happen to you, Jade?
You're going to fall.
And it won't be pretty. I don't know about you, but I don't want to fall.
No.
Not on roller skates, because I've been in a roller arena before, and like when you're on the right and when you're on the right path, you know, those skates kind of make it just so easy to just, you know, skate. You can even skate into the restroom if you need to, you know, and you skate your way back up, you know, follow the wall. You follow your way back onto the rink. But try taking those things up into the air. You're going to fall. You're going to break your crown. And you won't get to heaven on roller skates. No, you won't. Those things will come off before you get there, won't they?
Yep.
Because you can only take people to heaven. You can't even take your roller skates. But, you know, regardless, all funnies aside, he is the only way to heaven. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is. And in him is wisdom. So this wisdom we read about is not like necessarily some being, but there is that God kind of wisdom. That God kind of wisdom by which comes understanding. And by understanding, it's talking about the God kind. It's not talking about like understanding how to read or understanding how to spell something or understanding, you know, it goes beyond just that. Even though, you know, you got to know what understanding is in order to, you know. But it's funny. Our brains will understand things before we even know what understanding is. Isn't that something?
It is.
Like, we'll understand before we can even understand what understanding means. like someone will ask a kid, well, I mean, a kid might ask someone, well, what does it mean to understand something? And they're like, well, do you hear me? Well, are you hearing me? We could be like, yeah, I'm hearing you. You'd be like, well, of course, in order to understand something first, you got to hear it. And how can you really understand the Word of God if you've never heard it or read it? You got to be able to hear it or read it in order to understand it. And God can give us that understanding. He wants us to understand things. He really wants us to understand things. He doesn't want us to just be all, you know, or be any kind of, you know, just not understand him for whatever reason. He doesn't want us to be, you know, misunderstanding. He wants us to understand it and to understand the, not just understand the ways of God, but to do the will of God. To be able to do it and not just be understanding and but deciding, well, yeah, I understand, but I'm not going to do what it says. Really? And we had just read what can happen, you know, here. You know, like how that one person says, you know, I don't obey my teachers. I don't listen to my instructors. I don't, you know, I just, you know, that person is adulterous or the fool. Because, and Proverbs talks a lot about fools. And he's not talking about just someone who's fooling around. He's talking about someone who is straight up foolish and like rejects wisdom. If you reject wisdom, guess what you are? A fool. He didn't say you're acting a fool. He said you are a fool.
So true.
So you don't want to be foolish. I mean, I'm sure we've all made foolish decisions that we wish we didn't make. Haven't you?
Oh, yes.
Even said some stuff we wish we could take back, made some decisions we wish we could take back. You know, some of them might have been very costly. And by that, I don't just mean financially. I mean, in other ways, too, they might have been very costly. Foolish decisions that could have made caused you to be a prodigal, you know, like when you decide like to leave, you know, the house of God and leave the way of God got behind, and it can be over the course of, you know, foolish decisions, and then you come to yourself, and then like the prodigal son in the book of Luke, where he came to himself, and you know, people had been giving him the biscuits, and then the biscuits stopped. And he decided to turn around and go back home. And by biscuits, here's what I'm not talking about. I'm not talking about biscuits and gravy.
What?
And if they were giving him biscuits and gravy, they should have stopped that a long time ago. Otherwise, they would have made him stay.
That's true.
Because when we get the biscuits and gravy, then we got real home cooking going.
Oh, yeah.
And you got the nice little, you know, sausage things in them and what have you, you know, and other stuff, you know, from the Waffle House and wherever else, whatever other, you know, Southern home style food place you might like that's in the South. That fool, you know, it doesn't pay to be a fool. It pays to be wise. And now, Adam and Eve ate from the fruit of that tree because they thought, you know, the serpent was cool, you know, and that. And they thought that it would make them wise. But it made them wise in their own eyes, not in the ways of God. But, you know, just imagine if they hadn't ate that apple. Just imagine if they had not ate that apple. And, you know, I had heard someone say, you know, some years back that maybe it was a Reese's. I still think maybe it was a Reese's. I think I know what it was. It was an apple that had a Reese's peanut butter cup in it.
Ooh.
That's what it was. I'm kind of convinced. Okay, no, bad doctor. Naughty, 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 naughty. There was no peanut butter cup in it. There wasn't. There must have been something in it that seemed super enticing beyond just a regular, even just a regular juicy apple. You know, just a good, you know, tasting apple that you might have picked up from the supermarket, farmer's market, whatever that you could think of. But, you know, they became wise in their own eyes, knowing good and evil. And they had sinned, and they were kicked out of the garden. And, you know, because of that, you know, we're dealing on the earth, you know, and there's sin and all that kind of stuff. All because of Adam and Eve. And then God sent forth Jesus. And I thank God for him. All that he's done for us, and for that he saved our soul from hell. And you can give your life to Jesus right now. You can give your life to Jesus. You don't have to just keep living your own earthly life. You can have Jesus in your life. And it's much better that you do, because if you don't ask Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, guess what? If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you can't make heaven without him. You can't. I mean, that's the, you know, security checkpoint. You don't know him as your Lord and Savior, you're not getting in. Yep, it's the credential chicken. If you don't know him, you're not invited. And there's talk about it, you know, and Matthew, including that woman who, I mean, that guy who goes to the wedding, you know, but he doesn't have wedding clothes. And they say, hey, how did you get in here without wearing wedding clothes? And then they throw him outside. That's how it'll be for those of you who don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You'll be left in the darkness, weeping, gnashing of teeth. And I don't know about you, but gnashing teeth doesn't sound very good to me.
No, thank you.
I think it's a good way to lose your teeth.
Yeah.
When your teeth are gnashing, like you, it's like you're asking for another dentist appointment.
Yep.
And I think it's a good way to get some cavities.
Probably
some instant cavities, even, I think.
I would think so.
If you're gnashing them, they could get holes in them from that. I'm not into that. So, but anyhow, you think about it. So, you know, I love my Jesus. And you can give your life to him right where you sit, right here, right now. And I'm going to give you an opportunity to pray this prayer with me and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. It only takes a few seconds. It's not painful. In fact, it's painless. In fact, it takes pain away. It takes pain away. And if you're tired of being your own Lord, and calling your own shots, and you're ready to be renewed, you can say this prayer after me. Jesus, I ask you to come into my life. I ask you to make me new. Make me pure. Make me like you. I'm tired of living my own way. I ask you to come and change me. I ask you to fill me. Show me how to live like you. Teach me your ways, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. And if you gave your life to Jesus for the first time, guess what? The angels in heaven are throwing a party right now in heaven like you wouldn't believe. And they're happy, and they're happy for you. You know, they're happy. And it'll be, it's a bigger fight, you know, party than any fireworks show that you could see on earth. That's what the angels will be doing in heaven. When they know that people are giving their lives to Jesus and having their lives changed, having their destiny changed from hellfire to heaven. Aren't you glad knowing that your destiny was changed from hellfire to heaven?
Amen.
Because when you give your life to Jesus, you know, before you gave your life to Jesus, you'd have been on the road to hellfire forever and ever and ever and ever. But now, when you give your life to Jesus, you're on the road to heaven. But you need to find yourself in a good, spirit-filled church. One where your pastor will teach you the Word of God, and you won't be deceived. Because let me tell you, deception is rampant today.
Deception is rampant today. You are right.
It really is. And so you have to watch it and not let people deceive you. There are reasons why Jesus said, well, there are warnings throughout your Bible not to let deception seep in, because it's important. You don't want to be deceived. Deception is a killer. So don't let it get in there. Be the wise that God wants you to be.
7:52 p.m.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this word. I thank you that you would get this word on the inside of you. That these listeners would get this word on the inside of them in the name of Jesus, that they would be whom you have called them to be, Master. I thank you that you would just make yourself known to these people in Jesus' name. And so now, in terms of sports, got a few games to pick. Lions by Minnesota Sunday. Minnesota has been stepping up their game. They won 4 of the last 5. As a result, the road to the north, to winning the NFC North, has become more challenging. I still think they're going to win it, though. My prediction for Sunday is Roaring Lion, 31. Return of the Vikings, 27. Michigan, Penn State, Saturday in Pennsylvania. My honest prediction for this one, winning again, 29, Pencil State, 23. All right, folks, and then Michigan State, I think they will lose in their game. Saginaw High taking on Muskegon. The Muskegon, my honest prediction, Saginaw Heritage, take on Muskegon in Muskegon. My honest prediction, must be gone, 34, Heritage, 14. That great season that Heritage has had, I honestly believe will come to an end at the hands of Muskegon, has very often made it to the state finals at Ford Field, I honestly believe they could very well end up there again this year. Just honestly, the way I see it. All right. I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no evil shall befall us, no plague shall come nigh our dwelling, for you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. I say that no drug or drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no murderer, no suicide, no fire, flood, or crash, no sickness, no disease, none of this stuff is going to come near us. We're going to live in great peace and great joy and be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. Amen. I love you. And until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.